Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7. Parenting is not for the faint of heart. Almost no other role requires more choices and decisions that have such a profound, long-lasting impact. And as stressful as parenting can be when we are standing right beside our son or daughter, it becomes more stressful when they are not in our presence, no matter how old the child is. The fear this triggers in a parent's spirit is the reason we're witnessing the rise of technology designed to help us check in on our kids, from nanny cams to tracking devices and apps. Nowadays, cell phones and text messaging make it easier to get hold of our kids. But if we don't hear back, we can imagine the worst. Even camps have been pressured into posting pictures of campers so parents can see their kids are alive and well. But even with all these tools, the reality is that we can never know exactly where our child is and what they are doing. Thankfully, there is someone who always knows where our children are. Our Heavenly Father is sovereign. He is all-seeing and all-knowing. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 3 reminds us, "The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good." We can relax knowing that the one who loves us also loves our children. How does this make you feel? If you have a relationship with Christ, then you probably feel a sense of peace knowing your child is in good hands. That's why Moms in Prayer starts each prayer time with praise and then moves toward closing with intercession. By first focusing on God's loving, caring, compassionate, purposeful, and wise characteristics, we are reminded that even when we aren't in control, we can trust the one who is. My friend, Patty Goh, recently texted me as she was packing up her daughter for her freshman year at a public university. She wrote, "I woke up in the morning with anxiety, fearing my children would suffer because of my parenting style. But God gave me 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, when I opened up the Daily Bread devotion. Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you." At that moment, I remembered that God knows what I've been through. He wants me not to worry, but to keep praying. He will take care of my precious children. That is the beauty of prayer, especially scripture prayer. We can hand over all our worries, fears, and anxieties to God. And He promises in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7, that He will replace all our angst with His inexplicable peace. Lord, help this child cast all his or her anxieties on You, because You care for him or her. From 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Before we dive into praying scriptures for our children and specific parts of their lives, let's first look at the four steps of prayer. This is not the only way to pray, but it is an effective way to refocus our minds and align our prayers with Christ. Whether you're frustrated with a stubborn toddler, fearful for a school-aged student who's struggling to make friends, worried about a teenager's choices, or concerned your adult child hasn't reached out to you in weeks, starting your prayer time with praise and moving to confession and thanksgiving refocuses our minds on how big God is, not on how big the problem seems to be. Then we move to praying for another, which is called intercession. Resting in God's character and faithfulness, we can lift up a child with confidence and hope.